Hello, today I want to talk to you about organizational health. What does it mean to have a spiritually and emotionally healthy team that works like a well-oiled machine that's able to set and reach agreed-upon kingdom goals? I'll be using two great books as my resource, The Emotionally Healthy Church by Peter Scacero and Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. Lencioni describes five pieces of a pyramid. At the base of the pyramid is trust. Rising from the base is fear of conflict, lack of commitment, lack of accountability, and inattentiveness to results. Follow me closely as we explore these five important elements. Lencioni says that trust lies at the heart of a functioning, cohesive team. Without it, teamwork is all but impossible. Real trust begins when every team member is confident that the intentions of other members are good and that there is no reason to be protective or careful around the group. In essence, teammates must get comfortable being open with one another and confident that our own weaknesses and vulnerabilities will not be held against us. We're able to admit weaknesses and mistakes, ask for help, accept questions and input from others, give one another the benefit of the doubt before arriving at a negative conclusion, take risks in offering feedback and assistance, appreciate and tap into one another's skills and experiences, and offer and accept apologies without hesitation. Amazingly, when we succeed at this basic level, members of the team begin to look forward to meetings and other opportunities to work together as a group. The next roadblock to success is fear of conflict. Peter Scacero uses two words, painfully honest. Sometimes we view conflict as a mean-spirited attack based on personality difference or malicious or political motives, and we tend to take things personally. On the contrary, we're talking about conflict that is the spirited exchange of ideas where every team member feels comfortable sharing his or her own thoughts and ideas. We may be compassionate in our presentation, but we don't allow ourselves to be reduced to unproductive smears or attacks. A team that does not shy away from potential conflict is able to place critical topics on the table, explore ideas from all team members, and solve real problems quickly. As we climb each step of the pyramid, we see that there are fewer and fewer teams that advance to the next level, so we place lack of commitment towards the top of the pyramid. When your team reaches clarity and buy-in, you've begun the process of moving from a pleasant exchange of ideas to taking action. You may not have reached consensus, and there may still be a bit of uncertainty, but it's clear that the team members are confident in the collective wisdom of the group and are willing to align themselves around the common objective. Level four is a lack of accountability. In some ways, holding people accountable sounds politically incorrect, and perhaps this is the most difficult level for churches who rely heavily on volunteers, especially if we prefer peace over progress. But there's something to be said for maintaining high standards of performance. Finally, we arrive at inattention to results. From the outset, we need to set goals that are results-oriented. This means we focus on clearly defining outcomes and judge performance accordingly. What is it that you're really trying to accomplish? And is there a direct correlation between the action you take and the results you hope to see? What could be more gratifying than to work with a leadership team that trusts emphatically, shares openly, plans decisively, corrects lovingly, and focuses purposefully?